Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palfari scoops it up and throws to first, with Harden covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palfari scoops it up and throws to first, with Harden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball four. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry takes first base on ball four. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. one out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Snyder scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Echeverry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Echeverry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Orioles. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0 for 1 in the game. Harden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Howard, and towards Causey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Snyder moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Snyder scores. Blair goes all the way around to score. Robinson moves to third. It's 7-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-0, Orioles. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Palfrey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Palfrey reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field. Blair picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blair. Colavito scores. Martin moves to third. Causey moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-2 in the game. Harden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari scoops it up and throws to first, with Harden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bulfari moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Martin reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. It's 8-2, Orioles. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harden hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for John Buzzard. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Jones now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.